If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit funnablesnacks.com to shop now.
Today's episode of Making Podcasts Great Again is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Network. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
We're doing strongly. We're doing strongly. The country is coming undone. They are attacking me like nobody's ever done before. The amount of attacks on me, and I can take it. That's what they don't realize. I can take it a lot better than they can. I can take it like Mike Pence at a truck stop on a Friday night. I can take it. But, you know, we've got all these people joining the police. It's this country has such an easy path. Tech stuff, you know what I mean, Benny? All we have to do is nominate Trump. Actually count the votes and don't do fake votes. We get a Trump presidency again in 2024. And everything goes back to beautiful. No war in Russia. China's our friend. North Korea's our friend. Economy strong. That's all. Very simple. But a lot of people want to make it not so simple. They want to do things the hard way. And believe me, I can do things the hard way. It's about 25 dead Russian prostitutes who could testify that I know how to do things the hard way.
Mr. President, happy Gay Pride Month. How do you guys celebrate in Mar-a-Lago for Pride Month?
Well, we have straight pride at Mar-a-Lago. We celebrate straight pride. And it's
How's
great.
How's that done?
Well, obviously, you know, what's it called when somebody's the main person, the Grand Marshal? Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Grand Marshal of Straight Pride Month is Roger Stone's wife.
Is there a parade?
Well, there is a train.
It's a train in Mar-a-Lago, but no parade.
Choo choo!
Are there crazy parties?
Let me tell you something. There's no tracks, but there certainly is a train. Choo choo, and. You know, everybody, it's like we celebrate. It's a beautiful celebration of straightness. Okay. There's nothing more straight than being with 200 other naked men and one woman, nothing more straight than that. It's a very powerful straight celebration. And I don't know, that was last year. She said she was going to go for 250 this year. So 250 straight men naked with one elderly naked Cuban woman. Nothing more straight than that. It's probably the most straight thing you can have. And then we play only tough country music about murdering people and drinking whiskey. And, you know, the women dress in bikinis, the men dress in expensive suits. And it's just a beautiful celebration of straightness. We play, you know, great straight music like the Village People. So I can do my straight dance. You know, we call this pulling off the bikini tops of two women. How straight is that? Is there anything more straight than that? So it's a beautiful thing. And it's not, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's very anti-gay. No, it's not anti-anything. That's what the left has you convinced. if you celebrate yourself, oh, your aunt, no, because nobody ever calls the LG televisions anti-straight. Nobody calls them anti-straight. They just say, oh, pride. Very good. Well, it's called straight pride.
I didn't know that. I'm learning that right now as we speak.
And we have lions, yes, because lions are from a pride. You know, they call a group of lions a pride. Yes. So we have some lions flown into Mar-a-Lago also. Also very straight. Lions, probably the most straight animal in the animal kingdom, because you have one lion king who sits there, and then all the women go for his affection and do the work for him. I gotta say, I wouldn't mind coming back as a lion in another life. Not Lion Ted, though. Not Lion Ted. That's a different lion.
I think you'd like to be reincarnated as the lion. That would be your choice of animal.
Well, I don't drink coffee, so I don't have reincarnation instant breakfast in my coffee.
Okay.
But, you know, I'd like to come back as a lion. That's all I was saying.
All right.
Remember that reincarnation instant breakfast? You're going to love it in a minute. Well, they're called jingles. You should look them up.
Now, Mr. President, I don't know if you saw this, but Sleepy Joe has fallen many times during his presidency, and he fell again at Air Force graduation. And it has been going viral. What are your thoughts on this? How does it make us look?
Well, let's forget how it looks to the rest of the world. We don't even have to get into that because obviously, you know, Xi and Putin and Kim Jong-un, people have great respect and friendships with me. They're not going to be too impressed, obviously. What I'm concerned about is we have Air Force. These are great people. These are good people. These are people who do the planes. They do planes. You know, they get in there and they go. It's a very, you know, they're very tough. It's a very.
What do they do in the planes?
They just, well, you know, they whoosh, you know, like almost like a swoosh on a Nike, but they do it up in the air. And it's very important stuff. Very important air. We want to have great air. And we have strong force. And when you combine them, you got something very strong. And when they're graduating, this is a moment where you say, I'm joining the U.S. Air Force. I'm now officially, what do they call them? A stewardess, a flight attendant. Oh, I'm now a flight attendant. I am now a flight attendant. I'm in the Air Force. We're going to serve the peanuts. We're going to ask you to seatbelt when you're turbulence. Very important. You'd agree, very important stuff.
Very.
And when you're graduating, instead of feeling confident going into the world, all of a sudden, you see the president, your commander in chief. Fool. What the hell kind of bad luck is that at your graduation? Yes, ready to, proud to serve my president. Oh, he just fell down. Okay, I guess our country's toast. So I felt bad for the flight attendants who do Air Force.
Understandable. Yeah, I think. How do you think it makes it look to the rest of the world? Because we look weak. I mean, you shouldn't have a leader who falls all the time.
Look at that. Let's timestamp this. We finally got a tech stuff guy who admits that maybe Sleepy Joe is weak and maybe Trump was the best thing that ever happened. So very interesting. It's better late than never, but very late. It looks
weak. You put a lot of words in my mouth there.
It looks, well, you know, you're lucky Mike Pence isn't here because he would have put more than words in your mouth. That's his version of extreme. Remember extreme? More than words. Evangelical cocks in tech stuff's mouth because I'm married to mother, but I'm gay because I am. Mike Pence, more than, okay, you got it. That was probably the greatest bars in the history of the show, and I don't think it's close. I don't think it's close. And there's some people going, extreme, what's that? But you know what? If you didn't get that, even Tech Stuff got that one, and he got it.
That was great. That was great.
Little ballad. People didn't, you know, Drake is not the only, you know, only rapper who does the song and the rap. You know, I do strong. I do strong rape and strong singing.
And Mr. President, you are very active on True Social. Truthing all the time. Now, a recent truth you sent out to Kim Jong-un about congratulating him being elected to the World Health Organization.
Well, he's a great guy. He's talented. He's going to be in charge for a long time. And it's important that we have relations with him. And I want to, you know, he's a friend. I don't think everybody, not every friend is perfect. I think you'd agree with that. You know, if you're perfect. Friend with somebody, doesn't mean you sign on to everything they do. But when a friend, when a good thing happens to a friend, you congratulate him or her. You can have a her friend also. They allow that. Not in North Korea, though. They don't allow that in North Korea, but they allow it other places. But no, Kim Jong-un is, you know, I didn't congratulate him when he, you know, blew apart his uncle with like an Air Force gun. Yeah, I didn't say congrats. No, of course, we didn't approve of that. But this is good news. It's called health. It's called health. And if Kim Jong-un wants to get strong world health for his people, I think that's a good thing. I think health is a good thing.
Okay.
I'm a Michael Jackson, my good friend. He had Heal the World. He had a song called Heal the World.
Yes.
Was I supposed to say that's not a good song? No, it's actually a good song. Make it a better place. For you and for me and the entire white people race.
I'm just saying. I don't know what makes him a great, he's a great guy. Does a great guy blow up his uncle with a military Air Force gun?
That's an interesting question. I was just truthing. Congratulations to him on
a second time. A
couple pictures from his birthday party. Anyway, it's called toughness. They have a saying in North Korea that I learned when I was talking to him. You can't make a country without breaking some relatives. And it's a tough philosophy. I admit that's tough. I mean, I have some kids that I would love to shoot. You know, I don't have a reason to, but I'd love to, you know, take Dan Jr. in front of a tank and just say, any last words? Just kidding. Don't care. And go, bye-bye. But no, I'm not saying he's perfect, but you've never hung out with Kim Jong-un, right?
No.
If he has, look at this. He's friends with me. He's friends with Dennis Rodman. We're pretty two different people. I think you'd agree. Dennis Rodman and I. Very yes. different people. And yet we're both strong friends with Kim Jong-un. So obviously he has a charisma. He has a talent. He has great loyalty to his friends. You know, and remember, friends are the family you choose. Think about that. So if you blow apart somebody that you're randomly related to by blood, so be it. But you choose your friends, and he's very loyal to his friends, except for the few that he, I think he had sex with one of his best friend's wives and then had the whole family murdered because she got pregnant. So not every friend is a great friend, but he's good to me, good to Dennis Rodman. So that should be good enough for Tech Stuff.
We haven't seen Dan Jr. in a while. Have you told him to quiet down? He hasn't really made many giant rants lately. He's been awfully quiet.
He's in rehab. I think it pushed him over the edge when Kim Gargoyle had to have a strong pro-choice decision regarding the fetus I had put in her. And I think that, you know, as it can sometimes do, I think that bothered Dan Jr. when he found out that his fiance was pregnant with my powerful spawn.
And then Ivanka, how is she? We haven't heard about her in a while.
She's lost a little bit of weight, and I'm not talking to her. I said, you can either start eating a little more food so the weight goes on back on in the right places, or you can see the surgeon again. But until then, I'm not talking to her.
Wow.
Well, it's got tough luck. You know, when you have, you sometimes have people with kids where it's like, oh, they're addicted to drugs, and you have to put tough love. You have to show some tough love. This is tough love. Right now, Ivanka, I dare to say, is like a 9 right now.
And that's poor.
Well, it's terrible for the brand. We're a perfect 10 brand. And right now she's walking around like there's a lot of 9s. There's a lot of 10s, but you know, if I want a 9, I'll Photoshop 2 Tiffanys.
Understandable. Hopefully, Ivanka, summertime's coming up. Hopefully she reaches that 10 again, because it is beach weather. So I'm hoping she listens to you, Mr. President. Mr. President,
that's why we're calling it Plastic Surgery Girl Summer.
Before we get back to a couple more questions and then a couple more stories, and then we have a ton of listener questions. Some really good ones, Mr. President. I'm excited to hear what you have to say. But before we talk about them, I want to talk about FanDuel. Make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs, because right now new customers can get a no sweat first bet for up to $1,000. That's right. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. I mean, right now you got the NBA finals going on, so you might as well put a bet. Go with the Heat, go with the 8 seed, but I don't know. It's a 1-1 tie series right now. You can bet on baseball, bet on some futures, NFL right around the corner. So lots of things to bet on.
Nobody told me the Miami Heat had a white Duncan, very white name, Duncan.
Yes.
He's hitting a lot of threes. So you know what? I was very much with Nickelback Djokovic, the center.
Yes.
Very, you know, a great white, some would say, is like a big shark out there. But Duncan Hines is a very talented white also. So maybe I can find a space in my heart to root for Miami.
Wow. Well, I only use FanDuel. They got great promotions every single day on FanDuel. Safe and secure app, and you get paid instantly. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sports book, and that is FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/Boston and get a no sweat first bet for up to $1,000. That's FanDuel.com/Boston. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 over in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Virginia, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 533-42 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccbpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700. Visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Visit www.mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. 1-888-1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York, 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Now back to the show. Mr. President, Mr. Mike Pence has officially announced he will be running for president.
Was our nickname, I think I remember we were trying to, was it Manly small. Mike Pence? But it was for the Mike, debate,
yes,
right?
Yes,
it was Manly Mike Pence. Oh, Manly Mike Pence. Oh, he's filed paperwork. He got permission from mother, and he's filed very powerful, manly paperwork for Manly Mike Pence.
Manly Mike Pence is in the race now. Any new thoughts on this?
I think he thinks that the GOP nomination is actually like a sex club where he's a submissive, and he's just going to walk out on stage in his leather mask or like nipple clamps and get on all fours and just beg everybody to pee on him and kick him and spit on him. Because I don't know in what world is anybody out there think Mike Pence has anything above 0% chance at president? The only reason he might become president is because then my supporters would be able to access him to hang him.
Also, January 6th committee has been very silent lately on you. We haven't heard anything about them ever since they had all this crazy news. And then
they finished like, I think over a year ago.
Yeah. But that's it. All that witch hunt for nothing.
Well, now they gave the stuff to Merrick Garland and the DOJ, the Department of Injustice. So they think they're going to be bringing charges soon because they hate our country and they hate me for some reason. Just because, I want to audit them and burn their houses down. They hate me. They hate me because they ain't me.
Well, Mr. President, isn't this good news? It looks like this whole classified document debacle is coming to an end. Your lawyers went in to visit the Justice Department. Either that is really great news, that it's just going to most likely just be over with probably a slap on the wrist for, I guess, you, Pence, and Biden, because you all had classified documents, or they're talking about charges. I don't know what it is. What's your opinion on this?
Oh, they're going to charge me. They're going to charge me like a dog. And then we're going to fight in court. We're going to appeal. I'm going to be president. And then we'll win. And then we'll change the law and give me immunity. And everything will be okay. No problems. Not scared.
He's going to be called the Law of Declassified Bay for classified documents.
It's that's the great thing about the president. You can just look at a thing and it's like a superpower. Declassified.
Well, then I guess charges can be brought up against Pence and Biden because they did the same thing, correct?
Well, no, they said they're not going to be bringing charges against Pence. I mean, they're saying things like, oh, Sleepy Joe and Mike Pence did it by accident, but I did it on purpose and then lied about what I had and then said I wouldn't give it to them and then said I would, but I still kept them. And then also indicated on Iran documents that, oh, yes, these are not classified yet. They have me on tape saying that. And so it's a hoax, as you can tell. It's a total hoax.
Okay. Sounds good. Mr. President, we have some questions to get to from our listeners, a bunch today. So
any from Truth Social?
None from Truth Social, but we do have some from Facebook and Instagram today. No Twitter questions, surprisingly. But before we get to our questions, I want to talk about another great sponsor of ours, and that is Rocket Money. Are you wasting money on subscriptions? 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about. Maybe for you, it's an unused Amazon Prime account or a Hulu account that never gets streamed. There's this great app that I use that helps me track all my expenses. And because of it, I no longer waste money on subscriptions I don't even use. You might have heard of it. It's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend about $80 a month on subscriptions when actually it's up to like $200 or more. That's right. You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each month on subscriptions you don't even know about. There's this app. I love using it. It takes care of it for me, and it's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. It's so easy. The app shows all your subscriptions in one place and then cancels for you whatever you don't still want. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions you didn't even know you were paying for. Maybe you find out you've been double charged for a subscription. To cancel a subscription, all you have to do is just press cancel. Rocket Money takes care of the rest. There's no forms to fill out. There's no emails to send. There's no phone calls to make. All you do is just press cancel, and Rocket Money takes care of everything for you. Get rid of useless subscriptions with Rocket Money now. Go to rocketmoney.com/MPGA. I use it. You guys should use it. Seriously, it could save you hundreds per year. That's rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Cancel your unnecessary subscriptions right now at rocketmoney.com/MPGA.
You know, also, I loved Rocket Money when I just hit Tiffany's tuition payments and I just went unsubscribe.
Also, everyone, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. Appreciate all the listeners engaging on social media this past week, and let's keep doing it. I think it's really helping out with the algorithms.
It absolutely helped. It very much helped. If you didn't this week, if you did, feel free to continue. And if you didn't, what the hell are you doing?
Help us out, people. Help yourself out. Patreon.com/MPGA. Join as low as $5 per month, hundreds of hours of bonus material. And we're doing something special. We're almost at 200 patrons. And when we get to 200 patrons, we will do a live Q&A with, I will sit down with the president and Barron. That's right. Barton, Melania's son. We will sit down with him and the president for a live Q&A. If we get to 200 patrons, I think we're about 25, 27 away. Yes, for all levels.
That's all levels. So you can sign up at the $5 and you'll be invited. You get all the bonus material at that level for years and many years. And then you'll be able to see Melanoma's son. I will babysit him for the night. So that should be fun for the Patreon people.
That's right, everyone. So join patreon.com/MPGA. All we need is about, I think it's like 27 more patrons. Any level is totally fine. We really appreciate it. And then we will have a live Q&A with Barron and the president for all our Patreon patriots. Now, Mr. President, we have some great questions from our listeners. Let's just go to Facebook first. And we are going to go to, let's go to our Patreon president, Alex's iPhone G. And his question, Mr. President, dear Mr. President, Reverend Shaman, Esquire, sir, there are reports that a pool at Mar-a-Lago was drained in a way that ended up destroying video and document evidence in a nearby room. On the record, how concerned are you? Off the record, how much was the pool staff bonus?
Well, we're very concerned. Security is very important. You know, when you own a place like Mar-a-Lago, there's two things that are very important. The pool, because it's a luxury place in a hot climate, so you want to have a strong pool. But also security, because there's a president and a high-profile person. You get a lot of wackos, a lot of crazy people trying to destroy a great country club and residents. And no, I don't. There was no tip for the pool workers. They were simply told, please take care of everything properly, or you and your family will all of a sudden be found not in this country. You might actually get a private plane and blindfolds into the Central American hellhole of your choice. And all of a sudden things get done. So no, it costs nothing. I don't even have to go off the record for that. It costs nothing. Great. It's called great negotiating.
Well, Mr. President, our next question, there's two questions from Michael C., by the way. I'm going to go with this one. Dr. President, sir, what are your thoughts on a school district in Utah banning the Bible from the school libraries? As nobody reads the Bible more than you, do you think it might have been due to Genesis 19, where after Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of salt, his daughters got him drunk to have sex with him since no other men were available to get them pregnant, or maybe another part?
Well, no, that's probably the greatest Bible verse of all time, if we're being honest. No, I think it's because Utah, they're very backwards. In Utah, they have Utah Jazz. Have you heard of anything so stupid? Utah Jazz. So they don't make sense there. So they have the Mormons, the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they like the regular Bible because it's a stronger, it's a tougher Bible. There's strong slavery. There's strong incest. There's strong murder and revenge, and also peace, And I think that the Mormons were very upset with that, and they didn't want competition from the strong Trump Bible of Christianity. They wanted to just have their BYU Bible. And so, no, it doesn't surprise me that they'd ban the Bible. It was probably a combination of a few radical left people who live in Salt Lake City, combined with nasty Mormons like Mitt Romney, who hate our Trump Bible. So we'll see. We'll see. They're taking advantage with Sleepy Joe in office. That's all I can tell you. They know that there's not a strong warrior for Bible in the White House right now.
Thank you, Mr. President. This next question comes in from Daniel W. Round. Dear Mr. President, Sir Lord, the Reverend Honorable Dr. Esquire, how much wood can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck is a Sleepy Joe? And how much wood can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck is a powerful, strong Mr. Trump, sir, with strong strength? Thank you, Your Lordship, sir.
Okay, well, just to clarify, it's very strong strength. And I can chuck wood. Like, you notice we don't even have woodchucks. I don't even know if they exist anymore. We used to have woodchucks everywhere. And then I think one day the woodchucks saw me chucking wood and said, we don't need to chuck wood anymore. Should we leave? We could. We're woodchucks. We're chucking wood. So let's leave. Because Trump can chuck wood better than a woodchuck could. And so the woodchucks basically gave up. They gave up when they saw how strong. And now all of a sudden, I think you're going to see woodchucks coming out of the woodwork. How about that? Woodchucks out because they're going to see Sleepy Joe and say, this guy, he can't chuck wood. He can't get wood. So basically, we're back in business. The woodchucks are woodchucking wood again. Because Sleepy Joe, he's not a woodchuck, he's a woodjack. And he's really terrible. And the woodchucks are very confident again. So I can tell you when I get back in office, you're going to see a whole different policy with woodchucks chucking wood. I wish a woodchuck would.
Our last question from a Facebook comes from Phil Young. Dr. President, Lord, Sir, Your Holiness, Esquire, Doctor. Wondering
if he's one of our great Australian Patreon Perfect Tens. Is he only asking one question?
One question.
Very interesting. I feel like that might be something that maybe Michael C. Yeah, should be interested in to see that. Philip Young is just sort of taking a very conservative, you know, we're very conservative. He's taking a very conservative, calm pace, and we like that. We like that, so that's good to see.
Wondering if you have any comments about Sleepy Joe canceling his trip to Australia. Do you think he's concerned about our stockpile of sandbags? When will you make your next presidential visit down under?
Well, I want to go see the Australian Open next year, which is strong tennis. And Sleepy Joe canceled Australia because he's afraid. He's afraid to go to Australia. He saw a video with like a kangaroo beating up a giant spider or something and said, no thanks, Jack. And meanwhile, I would go very strongly and watch that in person. I love kangaroos. I like it when they kick things. I'm not afraid of spiders, no matter how big they get in Australia. Although they get big. They got some big creatures in Australia. And I actually also, even though I don't like doing things with Dan Jr., I was thinking of going on a koala hunting trip with Dan Jr., where we just murder some koalas and pose for pictures with them.
That sounds nice.
Mr. And we're talking, you know, yes. We're talking with like AR-15s.
Koala hunting with AR-15s.
Yep.
Sounds difficult.
With night vision scopes.
All right.
And we put them in traps. So we just walk up to them when they're caught in a trap with an AR-15 and just put the AR-15 right next to their koala chests and say, "G'day, mate," and say bye-bye.
Mr. President, we're going to go to the gram, and this comes from Heritage 30 Year. Sir Dr. Trump Almighty, sir, you were in office with weak Mike Pence for the month of June 4 times. What was it like being around the strongest heterosexual VP of all time during Pride Month? Thank you for everything, sir.
We used to have a funny, we had a song that we sang. Did you ever hear the song River of Dreams by Billy Joel?
Billy Joel, yes.
Yeah. We called it the River of Cum, Mike Pence's office during Pride Month.
That's very nice. Did he enjoy that?
Oh, he loved it. He loved doing his dancing and, you know, just, it was a very, you know, he's a nice, Mike Pence, before he became a traitor, he was a lovely person to be around, very supportive.
There are two questions where you are not addressed before the question. Would you still want me to read them or skip these questions?
Pick, you know what? I'll let you judge, see how respectful they are. If you had a respectful question, maybe we can try it.
Why does the Democrat hate freedom? All in caps.
Well, because they're stupid. That's a great question. Because they're stupid, they hate our country because they're bad people. That's the answer. People don't like that answer. They're horrible people. They hate our country. They hate our children. They hate profits. They hate wealth. They hate success. They hate everything. They're full of hate. They're full of total hate. And that's why it's that simple. There's no additional really anything. That's it.
This comes from Danger Demand. Dear Mr. Still President, what makes you so irresistible to women?
I don't take no for an answer.
This comes from Jake Maddock 3. Why did DeSantis betray you?
I think it's sometimes in human nature for weak people. Okay, you have strong people and you have weak people. And in very easy times, strong people and weak people can look the same. But when there's a challenge, when things get tough, remember Billy Ocean, singer?
I know Caribbean, who you're talking about.
Caribbean, yeah. Queen. Get out of my dreams and into my car.
Yes.
Get out of my dreams my car. And yes. Then he had a song, "When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going." And I think when the going gets tough for people like Ron DeSantis, they become meatball sacks of shit. And that wouldn't be as good a Billy Ocean song, but I bet he could make it work. When the going gets tough, the meatballs become sacks of shit. And so when he realized he didn't have a strong leg to run on, he was running as Diet Trump. He had to betray me. He had to betray me because if he was being truthful, he'd say, I'm supporting Trump for president because he was a great president and he helped me become governor. He can't even, I don't think he's going to be governor again. I don't think he can win the election. I know he can't win the election. So he can't even win for himself anymore. And I won and made him governor. So who do you think has more strength? So he's jealous and he's desperate. And that's a sad combination, especially when you're a fat, dumpy meatball run.
Last question is an F Mary kill. It's from Mark_Allen6. F Mary kill Ivanka Kushner, Nikki Haley, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well, you marry Ivanka.
Mm-hmm.
You kill Nikki Haley because that's going to turn on Marjorie Taylor Greene. If she sees a woman of color get murdered, she's going to get extra horny. And then you fuck Marjorie Taylor Greene at her gym and, you know, say bye-bye.
Call it a day.
Bye-bye, you crazy troll.
Okay. President, thank you so much for answering all those questions. It is first episode of the month. Also, just
it's the first of the month.
To all our Patreon patriots, thank you so much. And if you haven't joined the Patreon yet, join. And when we get to 200 patrons, we're going to do a live Q&A with Barron and the president. That's right. So we get the 200 patrons live Q&A episode. It's patreon.com/mpga. Also, a couple of dates. Next week, June 16th, I'll be at Governor's Comedy Club in the Giggle Room at 8 p.m. headlining that show. It's a Mike Keegan and Friends show. Lots of great comics on that show. And then July 7th and 8th, I'll be at City Steam in Hartford, Connecticut. I'm going to be in Jersey this summer. A few more dates coming, so I will let everybody know. So July 7th and 8th, City Steam in Hartford, Connecticut. And Mr. President, the floor is yours.
Well, very strong, very great episode today. Hey, everybody, it's JL. Two things. I'm in Chicago on July 2nd as part of Karen Hunter's show. For anybody who might be a Karen Hunter fan on Sirius XM, I will be in Chicago at City Winery again as part of her show. And most importantly, if you're still listening, my special went up on my Patreon. It will be public later this month at the end of June. But if you want to get in on all the shit I've put out over the last year and a half and watch my special now, $4 is the cost of entry. So it's pretty simple. There's a lot of, you know, my stuff. There's a lot of top tier shit there. So the special's out, Tall Boy. Half Blackface, my other special, is still no word on that. But June 15th will be the 600th day since I recorded that album and 390 days from when I recorded the special, the makeup taping. So it's been a while. Tall Boy took 62 days. So let that be a lesson, everybody. Don't work with people in the comedy industry to make comedy. And to somebody who wrote a review, it was a nice review until you sort of said, and I really feel for JL. It seems like he's really struggling to make a living at this comedy thing. Don't confuse injustice with poverty. Like the comedy business sucks and I'm not getting mine where I should be, but don't confuse that with me being like destitute. It's more of a righteous indignation than it is a poverty plea for fans. So, you know, that's just to clear up. I appreciate the 5-star review for the show, for making podcasts great again, and the kind words. I just don't want you to confuse like my negative tone at hostility towards the business as like, woe is me. I'm going to be out of a house. It's not like that. So anyway, with this awkward,
I'll be out of the house. Intro, so it's at J Nog on my Venmo, guys. Okay, so
so thank you for listening. Please, if you're still listening, go. Like we always make the pitch for this podcast. Hey, try the Patreon for a month. Well, if you're ever going to try my other Patreon for a month,
there's super special
dozens of videos that you can watch. Like all the shit you like that I do, I've put like more money into. Like there's a Mitch McConnell cooking series, a Mike Pence video game playing series, lots of shit. But the special is obviously the big dog. So if you're still listening, go check that out. Patreon.com/JLCovan. See some of you in Chicago, perhaps. And after that, I think my career is over. So thank you. I'm actually making the commenter seem right now, the guy who left the review. So on that note, everybody, God help us all.
Today's episode of Making Podcasts Great Again is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Network.